program is transcribed. Dorothy Kilgallen's Diary, the intimate behind-the-scenes story of Broadway's great stars, revealed by the First Lady of Broadway, the famous columnist and radio personality, Dorothy Kilgallen.
Thank you, Sheldon Keith. My diary shows I recently had a really inspiring experience. As I watched the Queen Elizabeth dock in New York Harbor, I saw a lovely dark-haired girl making her way down the gangplank with difficulty since she was leaning on a pair of crutches. This was Jane Froman, the famous singer who had made headlines back in February in 1943 when the plane on which she and other overseas entertainers were flying crashed at Lisbon. Well, I thought about this as I walked along beside Jane Froman there on the dock, and I said to myself, isn't it wonderful that she's made such an effort to go overseas and entertain servicemen during these past weeks?
Dorothy, I think people would like to hear about the hospitals we visited.
I'm sure they would, Jane. And I'm sure those stories you told me about the care our boys are getting will send many of our listeners out to buy that extra victory bond. You know, folks, Jane Froman sang and entertained at some 50 hospitals in Germany, France, Austria, Czechoslovakia, and England. She traveled 8,000 miles, yes, 8,000 miles and on crutches. And it just seems to me that if ever a performer could go over there and really help keep up morale among the patients, that girl would be Jane Froman. And that's the kind of spirit our wounded men are showing. Jane, how about singing one of the songs that the boys liked especially over there?
All right, Dorothy, I'd be glad to.
Embrace me, my sweet embrace of you. Embrace me, you will replace of you. Just one look at you, my heart is in me. You and you alone bring out the gypsy in me. I love all the many stars of heaven. Above all, I want my arms about you. Don't be unlucky, baby. Come to mama, do. My sweet embrace of all you.
Thank you, Jane. It must have been wonderful for you to play to those audiences. I guess that feeling must be hard to put into words.
Well, I'd say it this way, Dorothy Kilgallen. Buy those victory bonds.
Right. Yes, millions of Americans are waiting for the millions of service people who've been away so long. And when you think it's going to cost about $1.5 billion to bring those fighting Americans back again, then you'll want to do your share. Because the money you put into victory bonds is going to help bring our veterans home. And I'd say that's a very good moral to draw from this friendly chat with lovely Jane Froman.
Thank you, Jane Froman. And thank you, Dorothy Kilgallen, for showing us your diary. Now, this is Calvin Keith saying, save regularly through the payroll savings plan. Buy victory bonds.